for your Alley C today.
After days of finger pointing and accusations, the president flies down to Tucson for a memorial and tries to reintroduce what one would call the human element to a terrible, terrible, heinous crime, a tragedy that has wrecked so many lives. It's beyond the pale. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. It was a strange event, to be sure. The president spoke for over 30-plus minutes. What started out as a very somber affair quickly turned into something else. Here's a little bit of the prez talking about striving to be better and putting an end to finger-pointing.
Only a more civil and honest public discourse can help us face up to the challenges of our nation in a way that would make them proud. The loss of these wonderful people should make every one of us strive to be better. To be better in our private lives, to be better friends and neighbors and co-workers and parents. Rather than pointing fingers or assigning blame, let's use this occasion to expand our moral imaginations.
So does the president strike a chord with the nation and with the people who were right there in the University of Arizona basketball facility, the people that were there on campus? I think got swept up into the moment, to say the least, because it started to swing more like a pep rally in the second half of that, where people were cheering and whatnot for some of what was said. Now, granted, one thing that was certainly good, as the president mentioned during his time at the podium and speaking to the crowd, is the fact that the Congresswoman Gabby Giffords actually opened her eyes shortly after he left the room. He was there visiting along with his wife, Michelle, and then some of her colleagues came into the room. So that's a good sign. I mean, she's moving arms and she's moving her legs a little bit and whatnot. And this is, what, really only a handful of days after what happened in her own surgeries, because that happened on Saturday. And in the meantime, while all of that is going on, Jared Lee Loeffner lawyers up with one of the best lawyers you could possibly get in this situation. Her name's Judy Clark. She defended Ted Kaczynski, and she also defended, Susan Smith. Remember, who drowned her boys and was blaming it on the phantom black man, and then ultimately the police were able to prove that it pretty soon afterwards that it was her, and she's in jail now. What she's famous for doing is wiping out the death penalty, making that null and void, getting that out of the case. In the case of Loeffner, with now the portrait that's starting to emerge, she has a good chance, probably at least a 60-65% chance of making that happen, with the discussions on mental illness and how he was thrown off campus and whatnot. He's back in court on January 24th. But the conversation, I think, is not going to completely die down, despite what the president said in Tucson, because as a result of the shooting, one thing's for certain, easy for me to say, that the gun control conversation, or the Second Amendment versus gun control versus what kind of guns are we talking about, you know, anything and everything is absolutely on the table right now. Although with this particular Congress, I think that becomes more grandstanding, getting the minutes on a CNBC, little blips on the evening news or whatever. But I don't think it's going to amount to much, because the votes wouldn't be there. I don't believe the votes would be there. Of course, in the states, that's a different thing. You know, this is part of the problem, the federal versus the state laws. So what's happening with gun control really is up to this, is actually kicked back to the states. I don't think you're going to have any kind of movement whatsoever on the Hill. It's going to be whatever's being argued locally. And there's so many different gun laws, whether it's open carry or concealed and carry or not at all. If you could go from the difference between Texas to New York, for example, to completely opposite laws, where in New York, forget about it if you're caught with a gun versus Texas with the concealed and carry. In fact, what's interesting is in Texas, the state legislature is pledging to take up a couple of bills, or maybe even just one big one in the end, that would allow firearms at colleges and exempt guns and ammunition from sales tax. That's one thing that's sitting around out there. You know, the thing with the college campuses has been discussed before, so that teachers could be armed in case somebody goes crazy in the classroom. And we've sadly seen this happen a couple of times, Virginia being the biggest. But that opened up the discussion of the possibility of having teachers or other people being able to carry guns. You know, the only thing with that is, what would that be like on a big college campus? What if every other person was armed? There better not be, if that happened, there better not be any hijinks, any joking around, you know, that stuff where you kidnap people from the dorms, these sororities and fraternities and all that stuff. Because, boy, you wouldn't want the wrong person to see that happening. And I think the conversation, like I said, is definitely going to get kicked back on to the state level versus the federal level. There may be some people that talk about it, and there already has been, but it absolutely can't go anywhere. I can't fathom that anything comes of that whatsoever. And now the finger-pointing is a different thing. There's even been crazy, wild suggestions about policing. Somebody said, you know, maybe we need to police language, which is ridiculous. Forget that whole freedom of speech argument, because in a court, I don't see anybody winning that. And the fairness doctrine is the one thing that could be thrown out. And ex-President Clinton, that's one of his biggies. He loved to see the fairness doctrine in place, and he's not alone in that. There are other people who have some pull, have some sway, who think that's what needs to happen to end what they call the vitriolic conversations that are going on, the polarization of the country, which it's bogus. You know, it's talk radio, it's cable news, whatever. And certainly if you looked at cable news, there are plenty of people who speak on the left versus the right. And if we added up it all in total in television, it would be split pretty much 50-50. Hang with us. More blanks to fill in.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
That's what your ghost there for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
So while you were sleeping, a couple of quick things, filling in the blanks here, folks. Ready? Have you pulled up lately to get some petrol in your gas tank? Luckily for me, unless I'm taking a trip somewhere, I'm pretty good on conserving on the gas deal. But oil, if you're looking at it, for a barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, that's where you always get that information to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to pay more today. It's getting up to almost 100. Wow. Because I'm tracking where it came from, so almost up to 100. You're going to start to hear people whine and moan in this country anyway. For all the people listening to us elsewhere, like Australia, the UK, oh, I spend time in Europe. I love Europe, too. People are great. It's fun. It's a complete flip of a lifestyle, I think. I lived in Spain and traveled around and stuff, but forget all that. What's interesting is when we went to England, I spent some time in England, it just blew me away when we first would go out because of how expensive it was, and gas was ridiculous. That's why you take the public transport, because who wants to pay all that money for that gas when you're going out somewhere? Just or cram everybody in the car. Yeah. And we don't want to see that in America. People would, it's just like for states that don't have state income tax, it's sacrosanct. You can't touch that. And gasoline is that way. If you start to mess with the gasoline, that's when people start to really freak. So 100 means we're seeing a big jump in what we're paying when we pull up at the pumps, and I think that's going to continue to go up. In the meantime, what a delicate balance with the Chinese. Our Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, talked about China currency and the interest. Listen to what he has to say about the yuan.
This is not a tenable policy for China or for the world economy. We believe it's in China's interest to allow the currency to appreciate more rapidly in response to market forces, and we believe China will do so because the alternative would be too costly, both for China and for China's relations with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you know what that means? That means the threat there is they would lose, the Chinese ultimately would lose way too much money, especially when you think of how much they sell, for example, in the United States. There's other areas that would be pricked by that. And so Geithner, usually I don't agree with anything the man says. I can't believe he's the Secretary of the Treasury. But in this case, the dance that they're doing, the delicate dance that they're doing is, I don't think it's going to really, honestly, I think it goes absolutely nowhere. And since we're on the whole money thing here, you know, in Illinois, it was crazy. We were talking about this the other day, what people are going to get stuck with taxes with their taxes because they're going up like 60%, and that passed in Illinois. So even if it's just a little bill, it's going to look like a pretty big bill. But Illinois is not alone in all of this because Florida, for example, they're talking about their deficit projection is at $3.6 billion. And you got to make that cash up somehow. Where, how are you making all that money? That's what happened with Illinois. They got so pinched, they felt like there was nowhere to go, that they had to use taxes to get that money in there. You see what's going on in California. People who work in the in any kind of the government sector or for the state, they're going to have to take pay cuts. Absolutely, they're going to take pay cuts or not have jobs because they're going to have to lop off some people. And they probably will. Some people probably will end up losing their jobs there. It's gotten that bad. So quickly, I was talking about guns before, and, you know, typical, as we're filling in the blanks, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. That's the beauty of America tonight. We all have ADD, right? I'm going to throw this out here because the New York Times talked about this new poll that the CBS News did, saying that 47% of Americans want stricter gun laws. That's up from 40%. That's huge. Last April, meaning nearly 6 in 10 that have been polled doubt that new restrictions, though, would have stopped the attack last Saturday on Congresswoman Gabby Giffords that killed the 6 people and wounded 14 others. So what's interesting is that poll is the complete opposite of what we really have seen in so many of the other polls, that the restrictions, shedding the restrictions, is really what most people say when it comes to owning guns. So has the sentiment changed, or this is just one silly poll? The Gallup polling showed that the increased gun control position had 78% in 1990, in 2009 and 2010. Wow, 1990. Think about the country then. 2009 and 2010, 44%. 44%. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there. But as I mentioned, it's going to be a state's deal. It's always going to come around back to the feds, but it's going, for now, it's for sure, it's going to be a state's deal more than anything else. And because we talk about Mexico so much, I've mentioned this before, that I lived in El Paso. I was a TV reporter and anchor, and used to go over that Zaragoza Bridge. I can't tell you how many times we went into Juarez so much. I would never go. I wouldn't go to Juarez now. You couldn't pay me to go over there. No way. And that's one of the thorniest areas. But even Acapulco, they had some horrible things happen there. Heads on sticks and being displayed. I heard outside of one of the hotels. Well, I don't think you try to change your flight. Hey, Acapulco's great, but we're coming home early. So all totaled, 34,000, I'm going to give you the exact number, 34,612 people have died in drug-related killing somehow in Mexico in the 4 years since Mexican President Felipe Calderon declared a war against drug cartels. I guess they didn't get the message or they weren't worried. And 2010 was the worst. It jumped like 60%. I mean, that's where a lot of those killings, that's when a lot of those killings happened. And how much of the police departments are riddled with corruptions? How much are they in cahoots with the drug people? Who's making the money from the drugs? The cartels. The people who have nothing are getting money from the cartel. So how do you chill that? How do you kill that? And sadly, a lot of good police, the ones that are dirty, a lot of the good police officers are being gunned down. They're being assassinated. That's real motivation to want to stay in the department and not play along, right? And there's some of the La Familia cartel there in the northern border of Tijuana, so pretty close to the U.S. They're looking for one of the main, the head of actually of the La Familia cartel, and they offered $415,000 for any information to try to arrest him that would lead to his arrest. That's how desperate they are to get him because they know he's really calling the shots, and it's pretty bad in Mexico. Like I said, when you look at Acapulco and you're saying, outside of some of these hotels, tourism has had to have been cut down somewhat. I know there's still people going to Cozumel and going to Cancun and Chichen Itza and all that. I know people are still doing that, but I would have to think that some of it is dovetailed off. Or maybe to not put the fears in Europeans who go to the Mexican Riviera and Americans, maybe they're taking some precautions because some really crazy things have happened in Mexico in those areas where you normally would not see that. It's a good place to remind you that we're on Facebook and Twitter. You can hit us up through americatonight.net. Also, remember if you decide you don't want to call, can't call or whatever, but you still want to vent, you can vent by going to americatonight.net. So obviously all roads lead through the website first and then pick your poison there. We're kicking the can down the road here on ATN.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon. Berkey water filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BIGBERKEYWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
To chillax and cool it. Not quite in those words, but I'm going to cut through everything he said and sum it up to that. All we need is love. You just heard that song right there. Wouldn't that be great if that's all it was about? Unfortunately, people are people, and many of them are haters. And occasionally the haters team wins. In the case of Jared Lee Loeffner, he was filled with vicious rage based on what so many people have said as to his state of mind. And let me tell you, the lawyer that he has, Judy Clark, she's the woman that kept Susan Smith from getting fried, and also the Unabomber. So, and the Unabomber's brother is speaking out and talking about how his brother was incredibly mentally damaged, and that was what that was all about. The chances that Loeffner actually gets the death penalty on a scale of 1 to 100, I was told today by a lawyer I was talking to, probably not very good. Probably about 35%, and stunning. You know, that definition of insanity, he was mentally unbalanced. I keep saying that, and that's what you hear by all accounts of the people that barely knew him and the shenanigans and nonsense and scary stuff he did in a classroom that got him booted from a community college. So there is something to stand behind. But what does that do for the victims? You know, why is it to me the victims always seem to get lost in the shuffle of it all? So for those of you listening to me, I'm curious because, you know, that's what politicians, that's what it's about. It's when you give a speech and this is a moment, this is a big moment when you're a president because you have a chance to heal a country, you have a chance to heal an area, you have a chance to spin it, certainly, in the right direction or the wrong direction or, you know, whatever it might be. I don't care who the leader of whatever country it is. When there is a tragic event, that's when they're called on to really pull it together with their words. So what would you say this speech was? Again, I'm big on the rating thing. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I know there are a lot of people that are listening to us in chat land and also, you know, through the beauty of the internet and also as far as emailing. So that's the theme. What do you think? Because I guarantee they will definitely quarterback it in the White House as to how it went. Did it help? Did it, what comes of this? Did it quell some of the conversation? That's going to be part of it. Trust me. One of the big moments, and of course, the concern for so many, because Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, if you don't know who she is, and we had somebody on last night on the show who was a Tucson attorney who knew her family well and knew Congresswoman Giffords. This is a woman who was a moderate Democrat who believed in gun rights, and just to throw that in there, and she also absolutely had friends on both sides of the aisle. So she wasn't, I'm playing for this team and you're playing for that team, and that's the way it is. She wasn't that way. She reached across the aisle. She was absolutely one of those kinds of politicians. That's why, interestingly, you heard that one of the women, sadly, that got killed was a Republican because she liked her. She liked her. And she was able to grab enough of those people to win her election to Congress for the third time around. It was a lot closer, but she was able to do it because she did swing some voters over to the Democratic side when she was running in the last midterm elections. Anyway, so this was a big moment in the speech for the press when people reacted. He talked about Giffords.
Gabby opened her eyes, so I can tell you she knows we are here. She knows we love her, and she knows that we are rooting for her through what is undoubtedly going to be a difficult journey. We are there for her.
And what happened was you had a couple of her friends are Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz from Florida and also Kirsten Gillibrand is one of her friends, too. And they were with her when she opened her eyes for the first time, and then they sent that message back that she's there, that she gets it, that she understands what's going on. And the doctors say that everything is going as anticipated, and so far they're seeing good signs. It's like I keep saying this, though, too. If you know anything about the brain or have read anything about shots and somebody getting hit, you really still don't know what that recovery is going to be like. But that was a big moment in the speech because people are really pulling for her, of course. And that's what a lot of the news hook, I'll call it, when you turn on the local news, when you flip on radio and you're hearing little snippets, little bulletins, a lot of that is whipped in there. It's interesting, too, when the president said that her husband, the astronaut, was sitting next to Michelle Obama, and Michelle Obama was grabbing his hand because she knew that he was going to mention that, and it was going to be one of those emotional moments. And he seemed to keep it together when he was sitting there in the front row. Mark Kelly is his name, but he sat there throughout the whole ceremony. And also Daniel Hernandez, the intern that we've talked a lot about, in her office who helped her when she hit the ground. He was also in the front, and in fact, he spoke before Obama got on the stage. I'm going to throw out the numbers, and then I'm going to tell you what happened with Palin. 800-259-5791. And like I said, if you were going to rate the speech on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? 1 to 10, what would you give it? One of my buddies who is a speechwriter just sent me a quick text message and said, well, it depends. It sounded like a little bit like he might be running for re-election, which, of course, he is, referring to the really more the second part of Obama's speech. All right, Sarah Palin in the news, as all of you know, because so much of this was flung on Sarah Palin, that if she didn't have that on her website, it wouldn't have prompted what happened, perhaps, and she's pushing a lot of the vile that's out there, and all kinds of different things have been said. So she's accusing journalists and pundits of what she's calling blood libel in the wake of what's happened in Arizona with these shootings. And where do you get the reference? How many people, that moment, that light bulb kind of went off in your head when you saw blood libel? I got to admit, I was a little slow in the uptake, but I hadn't had my coffee yet, and I didn't have much sleep. But blood libel, I'm thinking, because I was such a history, I minored in history, and I'm such a history fan, I'm thinking, oh, medieval reference. And do you remember blood libel? It's a direct reference to when many Christians blamed the Jews for kidnapping and murdering Christian children to get their blood. Remember that? So Jews were tortured, they were executed, their heads were cut off. I mean, just imagine those heinous things for crimes they didn't do. And that's part of that whole anti-Semitic stuff when scholars are digging deep into history. That's one of the things that's always pointed out. So making that reference set a little bit of a wave off in the Jewish community, if they understood what she was referencing. And she did this in a video that was posted to her Facebook page on Wednesday. And she went on further, and I'll give you a little bit more of the nuts and bolts of what she said. She accused the U.S. media of inciting hatred and violence after the shooting that wounded Congresswoman Giffords. And, of course, she's being criticized heavily for marking, as I said at the beginning of this thing, Giffords' district with the crosshairs of a gun sight during last fall's campaign, the midterm elections. And that's what Sarah Palin was doing. She was out speaking and helping candidates or talking about areas where the Tea Party, for example, could help. And this is a quote. Here's what she said. Especially within hours of tragedy unfolding, journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel that serves only to incite the very hatred and violence they purport to condemn. That is reprehensible. And Palin went on to talk more again about, I'll say it for lack of a better way to describe it, being thrown under the bus in the aftermath of what happened in Tucson. So interesting. She's not the first person, by the way, to bring up the term blood libel. I saw it someplace else before. I can't think where. I don't know if it was on a headline I read somewhere or something, but she certainly was in reference, by the way, to these shootings. She's certainly not the first person to bring that up. But now she's going to get hammered, I think, for that reference as well. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, but just a little, because I know that I've gotten so many emails from you about identity theft of all things. So we're going to make that turn, as we have one of the leading experts that you've seen probably all over the tube, Robert Siciliano, talking about what you can do to be safer. Hang with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Wow, now more than ever, you need to protect your ID. I am so convinced of that. You have to protect your identification. There are a lot of ways to rip people off. And our one of our favorite people to talk to on this show, because he is, hands down, I think, the best expert on this, Robert Siciliano joins us. He's the security consultant to McAfee. And you've seen him all over the place besides hearing him on this show. Certainly, Robert, as we head in, as we are now into a new year, I'm telling you, the thieves and the people that want to rip you off, they just get smarter and smarter, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, we just came off the tail end of the shopping season when people are throwing their credit cards all over the place online, in the malls, you know, at retail stores. And now is a really important time that people pay very, very close attention to those statements, because all those transactions that took place, there's a very good chance that there's going to be duplicate transactions, because some of those identity thieves might have been the temporary workers that work for the retail establishment just for a short period of time, and they go ahead and they make double charges, and they take that money right out of the cash register. And other situations, they'll take your credit card number, they'll swipe it, and they'll actually skim the information off of the card, and they'll go ahead and they'll make charges with your card to other retailers online, over the phone. They'll create white cards, which are basically blank ATM cards where they burn your information on, and they'll go ahead and make charges to that card just like it was your own. So now is a really, really important time to pay very close attention to your statements, looking at them at least every week, and then from this point on, you know, for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, paying real, real close attention and refuting unauthorized charges that you see, making sure that, you know, you have all of your receipts and you're reconciling all your bills, all your statements, all your receipts. If you see anything on that it's not supposed to be there, make a phone call. Call the retailer, call your issuing bank, and let them know that you're questioning a charge They'll remove that charge as long as you respond within a 60-day period of time, and that's the key. You've got to do it within a couple of billing cycles, and then they'll remove those charges for you. If you're not paying any attention, you might end up paying, you know, for the gifts for an identity thief.
Oh, some great advice. You know, a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. Is there a threat to using your ATM card all the time? Everywhere, every time I look around the stores, everything from grocery stores to buying wood to whatever, people aren't using cash.
Yeah, I don't use cash either. You know, I'm of the belief that, you know, cash is, well, it's dirty, and you know, you become a target with it. And definitely credit cards and debit cards are much more convenient. My issue with, you know, the credit card versus debit card debate is that debit cards don't have the same amount of security as a credit card does. Basically, the way it works is with the debit card, you only have a couple of days to refute unauthorized charges with that issuing bank, meaning by federal law, under Regulation E, you have just 2 days, meaning that if there are any fraudulent charges that you see on a debit card like 3 weeks later, the bank doesn't necessarily have to refund your cash, because if you make that phone call, if you refute that charge, you know, beyond those 2 days by federal law, they don't have to acknowledge it. Many times they do, you know, they have zero liability policies and so forth, but that's not always the case. Unfortunately, I get calls and emails from people all the time who their debit card was compromised, usually via a phishing or a skimming or something where they got the debit card number and the PIN code, and they emptied their bank account. And that's a real problem. So I definitely recommend that people, you know, pay very, very close attention, use credit cards versus debit cards.
Yeah. Speaking of the credit cards, what about handing your credit card over when you check into a hotel? Is that a no-no, or what do you think about that?
So hotels are a problem because they're a big target. The hotel industry as a whole really hasn't it made the investments that the retailers have had to, that the bankers have had to, you know, because of different compliance issues. Certainly, you know, hotels are getting up to speed, but they've been huge targets over the past couple years. And as a result, if you've used your credit card at a hotel, again, you have to pay really close attention to your statements. Now, that being said, you know, you don't really have much of an option not to use a credit card at a hotel. They basically require it, most of them. So all that, you know, just pay very, very close attention to those statements, refute those charges within a 60-day period of time.
Yeah. Facebook couldn't be bigger, and that's not the only thing. Foursquare, and there's a gazillion other places that we can now head to. It's just, that's just growing, social networking. How dangerous is it to have too much out there on those kind of places?
My biggest concern with social media, especially Facebook, is that we're providing so much information that we're allowing the bad guy to crack the code. And what that means is we're providing our kids' names, our pets' names, our wife's and mother's maiden name. We're providing birth dates. We're providing all the information that someone would need to answer the qualifying questions that you might fill out when you sign up for that new online banking program or that new email program. You know, when you sign up for anything nowadays, they ask you a bunch of these questions, like in case you lost your password?
Yeah.
Well, the answer to those questions can often be found in social media. And even Sarah Palin, her email, her Yahoo account was hacked because the bad guy just reset her passcode and got information to do that off of the Internet. That is what's most scary to me.
Yeah, no kidding. How about, it all comes back a lot of it to your Social Security number and how you really have to guard that. What are the top places or the top dangers with Social Security numbers where you don't want to put your number out there?
So if you're heading off to college, you know, and you know, there's millions of kids going off to college every single year, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old and so on. That's a ripe age for your identity to be stolen because, you know, you have fresh, new, young credit. And, you know, the credit card companies are throwing all kinds of applications at the kids. And, you know, this is a problem. But in addition to that, the criminal hackers have gone after the entire, colleges and universities throughout the country, and I did a study with McAfee, and me and McAfee, we determined that colleges and universities were the biggest target, and that overwhelmingly, that you know, their databases have been hacked, many of them have, and the information is ripe for the taking. So if your kid or yourself, you're, you know, off to school, this is a very important time to pay very close attention to your credit reports. So in order to determine if anybody has stole your identity, you want to look very closely at your credit reports to see if there are any open to credit under your name that you didn't authorize. You look to see if there's credit cards and loans, any type of financial accounts opened up that you didn't open up yourself, that means your identity is stolen. And as you know, I work with McAfee. They provide identity theft protection. You can learn more about what they do at counteridentitytheft.com.
Yeah. Wow. You know, the other thing is in talking about, I'm going back to Facebook here for a second, in talking about the whole Facebook deal or even Twitter. Twitter is very big. You know that. All the news organizations do it. They'll tell you what's happening, or they're sitting there in the Senate, this is what's happened and whatever. Is the, besides the criminal hacker getting in, apparently the CIA and the FBI just might be going through our Facebook. That's not so far-fetched, is it?
You know, it's not at all. As a matter of fact, you know, there was this, a story recently came out, actually in the British papers, and it made its way to the U.S. Guy, you know, he embezzled some money out of a bank, and, you know, $200,000. And he took the money, and he went to Mexico, and all his friends went down, and they hung out with them. And these guys basically just blew through this money, partied all day, every day. And this kid, you know, all day on his Facebook page would send out a status messages telling the world, you know, what a good time he was having and so forth. And a guy from, you know, the Secret Service friended him. You know, from the Department of Justice, he friended him, and, you know, and he sees everything going on here, did some checking, and, you know, found out that this guy was wanted for embezzlement. And, you know, and it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, social media, A, we're telling the world, you know, we just made a tuna sandwich, and at the same time, you know, we can be friended by anybody that we accept, and it could be the CIA, Secret Service, Department of Justice. If you've done something wrong, then, you know, you're going to get caught if you're not paying any attention. But beyond that, I mean, you know, certainly government.